right to the core, that you have attained vis-a-vis the subject or subjects aforementioned, to a nation failing to appreciate not only its most glittering jewels, but the true depth and thickness of its historical roots. While to many in our nation the new diversity, as we may call it unhappily, may appear as cute as a speckled pup, I feel, and the nation will echo my feeling, it is your place to point out the route we have traveled to arrive at this place. Map it, I say, like a 21st century Vasco da Gama. To this end, I trust I am not overstepping my bounds as I suggest to you that we initiate a discussion leading to the potential production of a possible mode of transport to allow us to travel that route aforementioned. And by this I mean a good old-fashioned Southern Greyhound bus. I await your pleasure. Having taken such initial steps, baby though they may be, did you ever play Mother May I? That we'll pour starter fluid on the briquettes. Devotedly, Barton Wilkes. Barton Wilkes, assistant to aid. March 3rd, 2002. To Barton Wilkes from Strom. Come to think of it, I did play Mother May I. That's been a while. Who are you? What? Office of Senator Strom Thurmond, 217 Russell Senate Building, Washington, D.C., 20515. March 13, 2002. Simon & Schuster Publishers, 1230 Avenue of the Americas, New York, New York, 10020. Dear Sir/Madam, I will be brief. The project is this, A History of the African American People by Strom Thurmond. As advisor to Senator Thurmond, I have his ear and will not say I have been entirely uninstrumental in persuading him to undertake the project in its present form. By the way, the book title should have no honorific titles in it, no Senator or The Honorable. That's the direct wish of the Senator. It'll be a title without titles, as it were. Please contact me at this address, and I will relay to the Senator details about such things as 1. Publicity plans. 2. Advances. 3. Royalties. Meanwhile, I remain your friendly and helpful associate in all things. Most sincerely, Barton Wilkes. Barton Wilkes, Junior Advisor, Public Relations, The Honorable Strom Thurmond. Office of Senator Strom Thurmond, April 15, 2002. Simon & Schuster Publishers. Attention, Senior Editor. Dear Sir/Madam, in reference to mine of the 13th instance. I'm just joking, of course. There's no need for such formality. However, there is need for some dispatch, as the Senator always says when telling the story about how there was only one outhouse at the school pie-eating contest when some prankster, the Senator swears with a twinkle in his eye, it was not he, put castor oil in the blackberries that filled the pies. Blackberry pie, the Senator's favorite to this day. There is need for some dispatch, Sammy, shouts one of the boys in line. I wish you could hear the Senator tell that one. Of course, it will not be appropriate to the project we are discussing. Or rather, I am discussing. I sent you an inquiry 1 month ago and have been, you will perhaps comprehend, somewhat confused by your failure to respond. What am I to understand? Most cordially yours, Barton Wilkes. Barton Wilkes, Advisor, Public Relations Department, The Honorable Strom Thurmond. Simon & Schuster Incorporated, May 14, 2002. Mr. Blanton Wilkes, The Honorable Strom Thurmond's staff. Dear Mr. Wilkes, thank you very much for your inquiry. We regret to say that the exceedingly large volume of manuscripts/proposals coming our way these days makes it impossible for us to entertain unsolicited inquiries. We hope you will find a more receptive audience elsewhere. Sincerely, Simon & Schuster.